This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, January 3rd, A.D. 2023. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Release International report finds that the Fulani herdsmen and other radical Islamic groups killed 6,000 people throughout Nigeria in 2022, many of whom were Christians. The Christian group also forecast increased persecution against Christians in Nigeria, China, and India for 2023. Kentucky is turning pro-life, or is it really? Kentucky Today reports that there were no abortions in the state in September, and only two lives were lost to abortion in October. Meanwhile, the electorate voted down the pro-life initiative in the November election by a vote of 53% to 47%. The proposed constitutional amendment declared, quote, "To protect human life, nothing in this Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or require the funding of abortion," end quote. Kentucky has a trigger law in place now, prohibiting abortion except for saving a woman's life or preventing serious risk to her physical health. The Israeli Antiquities Authority has announced that the ancient Pool of Siloam will be open for visitors within the next few months. Excavation has begun on this historic pool where Jesus healed the blind man. The pool is dated back to the 8th century BC, during the reign of King Hezekiah. The pool was over 1 acre in expanse. The perimeter of the pool was stepped, allowing bathers to sit and immerse themselves in the waters. John 9, verses 6 and 7 tells of Jesus, who spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated, "sent." So he went and washed and came back seeing. As God's providence rules and directs all of the natural world, a second earthquake hit Northern California on Sunday, registering 5.4 on the Richter scale. QuakePrediction.com has ratcheted up the risk for the big one. A quake exceeding 7.0 on the Richter scale, hitting San Francisco and south to 98%. Christian pop singer Amy Grant told the Washington Post that she would be hosting a homosexual faux wedding on her family farm. She summarized the Christian faith to the left-leaning newspaper this way, quote, "Jesus, you just narrowed it down to two things, love God and love each other. I mean, hey, that's pretty simple," end quote. Franklin Graham pointed out that Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," John 14:15. The evangelist said, quote, "God defines what is sin, not us, and his word is clear that homosexuality is sin," end quote. Grant also detailed her reaction when her niece first came out of the closet to announce her homosexuality. She said, quote, "What a gift to our whole family to just widen the experience of our whole family," end quote. Plus, in an interview with Proud Radio in 2021, the popular singer said, quote, "Gay, straight, it does not matter," end quote. The NASDAQ Composite Index more than tripled in 6 years. The index dropped 35% in 2022, with 6 market rallies to attempt to arrest the slide. During the economic bloodbath of 2022, Tesla stock fell 70%, Amazon fell 56%, Meta or Facebook fell 68%, and Apple 29%. Bear markets, where stocks are losing value, have lasted as long as 1.5 to 2.5 years over the last 70 years. So far, this bear market has lasted for about 14 months. In his bid to become Speaker of the House, Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California is still short 14 votes. The conservative House Freedom Caucus does not support his candidacy. Challenging him for the seat is Republican Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, chairman of the Freedom Caucus. Biggs refers to McCarthy as a rhino establishment hack, or a Republican in name only. In a December 6th Daily Caller column, Biggs wrote, quote, "We will never defeat or change the status quo, which is taking us to the leftists' vision of America, by selecting a status quo candidate as the third most powerful person in the government, end quote. TheHill.com made public a letter to Republicans signed by seven conservatives. In the midst of 4 feet of snow, one Buffalo, New York pastor and his team have made the news for reaching out and saving at least 128 people in the big storm over Christmas. Pastor Al Robinson of the Spirit of Truth Urban Ministry was surprised to discover their church still had power, while the neighborhoods around had lost their power. He described to News Nation what one family endured, as well as the treacherous conditions.
We had one family that first came here, a family, I believe, of eight. When they arrived, their clothes were frozen to their skin. It was devastating what happens with people with severe hypothermia. The wind was negative 24 degrees. It was blowing between 50 and 70 miles per hour. You couldn't see if you extended your arm out in front of your face. It was terrible.
The church team used iPhones and location tracking applications to identify people needing help and engaged rescue operations using snowmobiles. In total, the church sheltered 154 people on Christmas Day. Pastor Robinson described the diversity of the people whom they rescued, who celebrated the birth of Christ together in their warm church.
We were all celebrating Christmas together, and it was all nationality. It was Arabic, it was Bengali, it was Iranian, it was Nigerian, it was Irish, Polish, Italian. I mean, it was magnificent. I'd like to say it's like what we will see in heaven.
Isaiah 58 verses 6 and 7 has this for all the believers. Is this not the fast that the Lord has chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? And finally, Robert and Edith May Shum of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, have just celebrated their 80th anniversary. Robert revealed to WGAL News the secret to a happy marriage.
I guess the secret would be don't go to bed mad.
Indeed, Ephesians 4 verse 26 says, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." Both are 102 years old. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.